John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Too many villains, too little time. We go immediately to airstrikes. Airstrikes in the Eastern Mediterranean. And there are leaks, revelations, rumors, gossip that the airstrikes were about Iran and Israel. Malcolm, what do we know?
So there are, as you rightly point out, a whole series of airstrikes that are taking place. The Houthis against Saudi Arabia, the Hezbollah threatening, drones flying everywhere. But these deal with the claims that the Israeli airstrikes against Syrian targets, some of which we have mentioned. There have been several, but one in the last weekend, which was against weapon shipments that satellite photos and others now show, series of air flights coming from Mahan Air, which we have talked about many times, an Iranian airline that's sanctioned by the U.S., by the Syrian Air Force and others, Teshem Air, where they are flying weapons to be used by Iran in Syria and Lebanon. And they traveled between Damascus and Tehran back and forth, these flights. So Israel hit, and there were huge explosions seen, and it seems that those were stored up weapons, ammunition, that exploded. So they added that the 1st Division of the Syrian military in Al-Qiswa was on alert after the airstrikes. They obviously try to play many of them down and don't ascribe responsibility. But the recent reports about the airstrikes coming from Israel seems to be a leak from the United States. And whether that is meant to put Iran on notice or to put Israel on notice is not clear. It's being analyzed these days that it was pointing the finger at Israel is intended, A, to limit Israel's maneuverability and maneuvering room, and an attempt to tell the Iranians and warn the Iranians. So as they try to get them to engage in confidence building measures. So it's a very interesting and developing story.
Malcolm, a detail from a couple of days ago when we talked about it. Has there been any resolution about that oil spill by a mysterious tanker off the coast of Israel? Has that been confirmed that ship is back in Iran and that was an operation or an accident?
So there are additional reports. It does not appear to be an accident. They are tying it to a Syrian family-owned ship, a company owned by a Syrian family. But it does not appear so far to be accidental. There are still a lot of questions that have to be answered, and I think they're analyzing the fuel and trying to trace it using all the satellite photographs. So I would say that it's still an unfinished story.
We go to the Houthis, who are part of Iran's surrogate warfare in Yemen. They are escalating noticeably, Malcolm, the rocket attack on the Saudi oil fields that jilted the oil markets, the recovering oil markets. Are they re-energized with Iranian support?
The answer is yes. You know, at a time when Iran is becoming increasingly unpopular and that it's, and domestically its overseas expansion of its efforts is very unpopular because people in Iran feel they're being pushed into poverty because of it. And Russia and Turkey and Assad are against them in Syria and in Iraq, the fighting growing opposition as he is in Lebanon. In Yemen, they are clearly stoking up the battle. And while people have been trying, the Saudis and others in the United States have been trying to ramp it down, they are seeing that the attacks against Saudi Arabia are dramatically increased. There have been perhaps a dozen attacks since mid-February where they send dozens of missiles and armed drones and most recently hit at Aramco, the loading facility. It's the largest in the world, and price of oil went up the next day. The Houthis are getting new equipment as part of a plan that Iran is engaged in trying to upgrade the weapons, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, others, Libya, and finding means to do it and to get them to be self-sufficient in developing their own equipment. So the situation of the Houthis as we see it now is of great concern because of this escalation. The Saudis would like to die down, have it die down, but they are going to have to respond to these growing assaults.
The Palestinian election. Last time, Malcolm, we covered the Hamas election, which was no surprise. Are there any developments in the Palestinian election other than Mahmoud Abbas will run again?
Well, there are a lot of questions being raised, and it seems there are reports that the United States, Israel, others are warning them, and even local forces perhaps are warning them about the consequences, because the Palestine Authority is in complete disarray, and there's no candidate that has emerged that seems really to be able to take the lead and bring everybody together. Dahlan coming from Qatar, or Jabril Rajoub, or others. There is a meeting scheduled for Cairo between Hamas's delegation led by the deputy chief Salah Al-Ouri and the secretary general Fatah Jabril Rajoub, who are going to be getting together. But there's a lot of skepticism whether it will take place. Abbas has vowed that they will hold the election, but others are very suspect. The other candidate is Al-Qidwa, who is Arafat's nephew and runs the Yasser Arafat Foundation, which coincidentally the Palestinian Authority announced on last Monday that they would cease to fund that. So it's this is a strike against Al-Qidwa, who was expelled from Fatah, and he has publicly stated that we need a radical change, and that he would put together a slate for the election. They're taking shots at one another, so it's very unsure where this will be headed. And the greatest danger, of course, that the West and the Europeans, Americans, everybody else, and especially Israel, feel is that you could have a victory by Hamas, which is unifying and has reelected Sinar as their head, and would go into this election in a stronger position.
Malcolm, President Rivlin is touring Europe with the IDF chief of staff. To what end? What is the mission?
Well, this is a sort of a farewell trip for him, because he goes out of office in July. The purpose here is several. One is to make the case about Iran and to shore up support on the International Criminal Court, where you have generally the Germans have been quite good, but the others have been very weak. So he's meeting his counterparts in Germany, Austria, France, and took the chief of staff to talk about the strategic developments. I think it is an attempt that he has good standing in these countries, and especially in Paris, where they'll talk about what's going on in Lebanon, given France's involvement there, and the danger that if there's a war with the escalation that Hezbollah is engaged in, that Israel will not be able to distinguish between Hezbollah targets and strategic civilian infrastructure in the country, as they did in the last, because now Hezbollah is part of the whole situation. So it's an attempt to mobilize support, to show the flag, to explain Israel's concerns on these issues.
Hezbollah is in Moscow at the same time President Rivlin is in Europe. So what is that mission?
So we talked last week about the mission that Lavrov undertook, the foreign minister, to the Gulf. Now we see that the Hezbollah delegation of four leaders went to Moscow itself now to meet with Lavrov and with other Russian officials. Hezbollah, as you know, has gotten support from indirectly, or feel that they are linked to the situation in Syria with Russia, and Russian and Iran-backed Hezbollah joined the conflict alongside President Bashar Assad to tip the balance in his favor. So he met with the head of their parliamentary bloc, Mohammed Raad, but he would not give any details. Raad spoke about it and said they talked about Lebanon, strengthening stability in Lebanon and Syria, and the achievements that were made against terrorists. They don't mean themselves.
Finally, Malcolm, just 20 seconds. Israel's in conducting naval exercises with the U.S. on one side, France, Cyprus, and Greece on the other side. These are two different exercises. That sounds positive. A yes or no?
Very positive. The United States and Israel conducting on a regular basis in everywhere, on ground, on sea, in the air, and with France for the first time joining the Greece, Cyprus, Israel, Eastern Mediterranean joint patrols and exercises of all kinds to fight terrorists, to fight illegal smuggling. But it's also a message to Turkey, which, as you know, was challenged by France and others when they tried to drill in Cyprus waters and continue to threaten. So this is very significant and shows the growing cooperation being manifest in so many ways between the countries in the Mediterranean and Gulf region.
Malcolm Hohenlein, I'm John Batchelor.